Hello everyone, and welcome to my E3 special audio boo. In homage to the truly horrendous presentation of people who get paid ridiculous amounts of money for pretty much ignoring an industry and burying their heads in the sand when it comes to competition. But on to happier news. There is WWDC in a week where even their worst presenter is better than this lot. Hi, quick audio boo. Been watching a few of the presentations for E3. Considering it's like the biggest entertainment expo in the world where everybody launches their new products, it's horrendous. They are just either memorising it or reading it. The intonation is just unbelievable. You've got the really awkward pauses where you can just see in the script there is a gap that says, pause here for cheers, wait for audience to clap. And it's just awful to the point where I can't actually watch it. I guess I've been spoilt by the Apple keynotes, Steve Jobs ones especially. But I mean, even if you take people like Phil Schiller, it's kind of been commented that Phil Schiller isn't Steve Jobs, and that's clearly obvious. But I mean, even Phil Schiller is just really, really good at giving presentations. It's not like there isn't stuff out there. So you've got Nancy Duarte that's written Resonate and Slideology. You've got Jesse D, who's on SlideShare with Steal This Presentation. And it's just awful. Really, really quite bad. Reason I've been watching the E3 stuff is just to see how the competition is going to react to whatever it is that Apple announces next week. You've already had Google Maps previewing their map offering. I'm not quite sure why they're eager to tell you that there is a breakfast at 9 o'clock. Do they really need to offer breakfast to get journalists in? Maybe. Microsoft have got their Microsoft Glass stuff, which is using the tablet as a second screen to your main screen and flipping stuff between it, pretty much like AirPlay. AirPlay? Is it AirPlay? Yeah, it is AirPlay. And then you've also got them putting Internet Explorer onto the Xbox as well, which is quite an interesting move. The Wii's had Opera as a browser since a couple of months after launch, I think it was. So it's obviously in response to Apple, or not in response, but in anticipation of whatever it is that Apple's going to do. Yeah, anyway, that's enough of my kind of techie, geeky stuff. Just hello to all the usual tweeps. I hope Stormy LJ's a little bit happier at the moment after what's been happening. I'll need to get Mikey V-Bud back for the deliberate Jubilee tweet he exposed me to. And should I kind of try and offer an olive branch over out to Keith 1974, aka Trunk Guy, seeing as he's also threatened to slap me recently? I can't understand why. Poor, innocent, polite moose and threatened with slaps. What's that all about? Oh, guess I'd better also give a shout out to David underscore 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 Lewis, Mark Silk and Sean R87, who I met at the weekend. Was it the weekend? No, it was Friday. And also to, I can't remember, is Gaz Stakinski, is it? Stackers? Yeah, hello to you. Yeah, that's about it really. I'll do another boo later, and hopefully this is going to be early enough to encourage other people to do boos. And my God, it's another long one as well. If only it wasn't just the boo I was saying that about. Anyway, take care, folks. Bye.